Okay, so this is an interview conducted by Asada and Kosi, and I'm interviewing Karis Venata. Yeah, that's her name. Karis Venata. Anyways, so first off, I'd like to start with, do you have any kind of hobbies that you participate in?
I play lacrosse.
That's, like, I don't mean like sports, I mean like hobbies, like hobbies.
I run a lot. That's a hobby. I'm really good at binge watching shows.
What shows do you watch?
I watch Game of Thrones.
I basically
watched all the popular shows on Netflix. Like, I finished them all at least once. And I do take pride in that. And to answer your question about Game of Thrones, I think it's for mature audiences. And if you aren't a mature audience, then don't watch it.
So are you a mature audience?
I would consider myself a mature audience.
What makes you a mature audience?
That I'm able to watch the show from a perspective that understands that times were different in those days and it's a part of history.
Okay,
a
that's
spin
cool.
on history.
So, like, speaking of Game of Thrones, how long have you been watching it?
About a week? Yes.
Alright, what season are you on?
Season 2, almost 3.
What do you like about it?
It's a really interesting show. So, one, there's all the different kingdoms, and it's kind of just addictive to watch, honestly.
So, going back to lacrosse, do you like lacrosse?
No.
So why do you play lacrosse?
I like to stay in shape, and I like working out. I don't like lacrosse because of some unfortunate events this year, but I like the sport.
Would you like to share those events?
No, haven't.
Okay. So, is there anything that you're particularly, like, passionate about that you think you would want to do in the future?
I really want to work with animals, whether that be safari animals or marine life. That really interests me too.
What's your favorite animal?
One.
You don't have a favorite animal? Do you have, like, a group of animals?
I think it's kind of dumb to have a favorite animal.
Why is it dumb?
Because you don't know all the animals. There's so many that are undiscovered, so it's just you're picking one that you know. And you're probably picking it for a dumb reason, like, it's cute. It's just really dumb.
So have you had any, like, experiences working with animals?
Yes. One, I had a pet bunny, but in a more natural sense. I saved a rabbit from the side of the road that got hit. I also saved a bird from almost being eaten by a dog. I've worked with dolphins before, in a sense, you know?
Describe this dolphin experience.
Okay, so you know the dolphin that doesn't have a tail?
No.
The famous dolphin that doesn't have a tail?
Oh, like that movie?
Winter, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, she's real.
I know.
Did you? And, there's a place in Clearwater, Florida where you can, like, visit and, like, help out. But I did it, like, a few years ago, so it was, like, still really new.
So you saw Winter?
Mm-hmm.
Was she nice?
The touch her and everything, yeah.
So, okay. Well.
That was a lame interview.